Hello, I'm Nick Harris and I'm delighted to be joined by Blossoms.
Good evening, mate.
How are you?
Wonderful.
How's the tour been going?
Really, really good. A lot of gigs selling out.
You excited to be in Leamington Spa playing?
We actually are. It's a really nice place. We've never been here before. Mm-hmm. It's a first for us.
It's the home of lawn tennis.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go.
I didn't know that either. Wow. Now, you've got a big Manchester date. Manchester Albert Hall on the 27th of February, which is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's a 2,000 capacity venue
as well.
It is,
yeah.
That must be a pretty special gig.
Yeah, it's going to be great, that. We did the Ritz in October, and that was similar size and sold out. So to be doing the Albert Hall is just a bit mad, isn't it? Five normal lads from Stockport doing the Albert Hall. We don't even have an album out yet, so we're kind of just like taking it on our stride. But we feel like we deserve it, and we feel like the songs are good enough, and we're happy to be. That's where we feel like we're most comfortable, in big venues like that. So, yeah.
As excited as you are to be here in Leamington Spa, that's the gig you're looking for.
Everyone has its place, though, doesn't it? It's always good to do these little. What's that even like? It's 200 people. It's not small, is it, really? Considering we've never been here. Do you know what I mean? We're dead excited.
Mm-hmm. And you briefly mentioned the album there. You've been working on. You've had EPs out for a while, and. People have been eagerly anticipating an album. When is it due out? Can you shed some light?
I can't really shed much light on it. It'll be the summer.
Okay.
We finished recording it. We was listening to it today in the van, actually, and it's sounding really good.
It's got to be mastered,
yeah. Yeah, it's got to be mastered. And obviously, you want to release it at the best possible time for you, in terms of like fans and when it's going to have the biggest impact. And we think a couple more singles and then it'll be ready to...
Festival season
ready
as
to
well.
Go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously pick up a load of fans off the back of some of the festivals, and then they'll be like, oh, where's your album? It'll all tie in around a similar time. So yeah, we're dead excited.
Great. I'm excited as well.
I really am.
Yeah. What can we expect from the album as well?
A lot of it's kind of like, obviously half of it's kind of the singles we've already done up until now. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the songs were written like after Charlemagne.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of like was a turning point in our sound. Not consciously, just we kind of evolved into that kind of sound. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the album follows on from that vein, and big...
Could easily be an album full of singles.
Yeah, big pop,
okay.
Uplifting singles, which make you want to put your arm around your mate and sing along, and we feel like it's the best thing we could have produced, and it's exceeded our expectations, and the way we recorded it was dead fresh, because we did like... We didn't just do 2 weeks straight in the studio, we was on tour, so we'd do 4 days, then have like a month off, then go back in and record more, and I'd write new songs in between then. Mm-hmm. So when we'd go in, they were like brand new songs, so it was always creative, and we just feel, I don't know what the word is, we feel like, yeah, we're dead like confident going into it, do you know what I mean? We've got all the moves kind of made, we're not like thinking, oh, what about
feeling,
that?
We have the feeling of when you've done your homework the night before.
Yeah.
But
feeling
like
confident,
6 months before, do you know what I mean? If not more.
Like Tom said before, though, it's like proper exceeded our expectations in terms of the album. Do you know what I mean? Like, just sounds really good, and I think everyone else would really like take onto it. It's like down that route of like Charlemagne that wants to kiss.
Yeah, and they're the songs that have had the biggest reaction in terms of our fan base has expanded since we've put out tunes like that. So I think that's where we feel most comfortable. Obviously, it takes time to evolve.
Songs like that.
Evolve. There you go. Mm. You evolve, don't you, with time and get better and. You find your sound you're most comfortable in. When you first start your band, you just find your feet, you don't really know who you are as a band. It's a learning curve, isn't it? And then, learning curve, and you write better songs, and everyone becomes better players, and we become better mates. So it's better that we've done the album now.
Really good team around us as well, you know. We've got James Skelly and Rich Servi
in
the studio with us as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask
David
about
David Wrench mixing the tunes, who's done Jungle and loads of other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Schmidt in Germany is doing the mastering, so the whole arsenal is there behind us. For us to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about James Skelly, because he was obviously in the Coral.
Yeah, he was.
Still is. Did you find it useful having someone who'd sort of like, you know, been there and done that before?
Yeah,
someone
definitely.
With experience to.
He's done some things for us, like give us little tips or try to guide us in certain directions. You know what I mean? Like just by what he's done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really good to have, because obviously we've never been in this situation before in our lives, but to have someone who has been. And then somebody who can sort of give you guidelines or give you advice or give you anything else, like it's fucking mint, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's probably brought the best out of us from working with him, do you know what I mean? Because he kind of knew we wanted to be like, he could hear the influences, and people used to go on about us being like retro or whatever, or a bit psyche, but we're not really, we're just pop band at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of said like, do you know what I mean? It's 2016 or 15 or 14 whenever we started working with him. He's like, you can have your influences from wherever, but end of the day, if you want to be on the radio, you want to sound like, it's 20 16. Mm-hmm. So we always, from the start, since we started recording with James, even though the Coral have kind of got that more retro sound, he wanted us to sound modern. And he, it was his first venture producing, so he was like learning the ropes. And obviously by the time we've done the album, he's produced for about a year and a half with us, so he's got better himself. Mm. So it's all, we've kind of grown together with the album.
It's like a proper German music as well, do you know what I mean? Like, he did it for every reason he might have been it for. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just loves music.
Yeah. He's probably hindered himself in the past by not, like, the Coral got asked to go to, like, Australia and they didn't go because they couldn't be asked, do you know what I mean? Mm. They'd rather just stay at home. So you get the kind of person he is. He's not in it for, like, the lights and all that. He's just in it for the music. Mm. But that's obviously great, we will go to Australia, and he'll probably tell us now, go to Australia and do it. But
nice, do you know what I mean?
He's kind of, like, learned from his mistakes,
yeah, exactly,
and give
yeah.
us advice on that as well, so... Mm. It's nice to have him.
Mm-hmm. And you're touring with them in April, I believe.
Yeah, in Europe we're doing. We're doing a couple of European dates with them, which would be great.
Mm, yeah.
It's like me now, though. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of good as well, because we'd already recorded like 3 singles with him previous to getting signed and doing an album. Mm-hmm. So when the time came to say, right, you're going in doing an album, we weren't fanning about saying, like, who should we get to record it? Who should we produce the album and spend 6 months trying to find the right producer? It was literally like, right, we'll go in next month and start recording the album. Mm-hmm. So, do you know what I mean? We cut out that kind of weird period maybe bands get if they get signed straight away and they've got no team. Mm-hmm. We had a team around us. Yeah. Mm,
that's great. Who do you cite as your influences? Because I read online that Grand Theft Auto Vice City, the soundtrack,
yeah,
is... It, well, I completely agree. And also ABBA.
Yep.
I rate that.
Well, yeah. Three words. This is really difficult. You put me on the spot here. Spandex, one. Pop, mm-hmm. and traditional folk music. I know it's several words, but it's within the, you know, it's three sayings, for example, you know. No, because obviously, like, not many people know that, you know, Benny and Bjorn, who wrote the ABBA tunes, mm-hmm. They come from like a really traditional background, and they went on to write some of the best pop songs ever, like Dancing Queen, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, and obviously all the others as well, but yeah. I wish.
And you only know Dancing Queen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would tell you the others, but I just, you know, I'm not really like that, so, you know. Yeah, something about money, someone's Mamma Mia or something like that.
There's another one.
Something like that. No, we are actually true fans of ABBA. Mm. And I'll hand you back to Tom because I'm socially inept. So.
But yeah, it's. Grand Theft Auto Vice City is another big one, because they've got all them big...
It's like everybody's born in our era, and our age, it's just like that game was like fucking the game.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that was like...
But it weren't our era age-wise, was it? It's the 80s it's set in. So it exposed us to them, that kind of music.
Right.
I was exposed to a bit of it through my parents.
It's like the best market ever. Do you know what I mean? If it was a band at the time, but they got themselves on that Vice City radio, they'd
be
massive now. You know what I mean? Like, that, all them tunes, like, as soon as you come on, you just know them, you're like, oh,
yeah, that they all had that big, massive pop thing. And then obviously, you know, obviously guitar bands like Oasis, Stone mm-hmm. Roses, mm-hmm. Arctic Monkeys nowadays, Beatles.
I only realised last night that a massive influence for me personally was the Kevin and Perry soundtrack.
Really?
I've said this before, but looking back at it, it's been a massive influence, especially because my bass lines are quite hypnotic.
No, I'm not being a
pretentious twat or anything like that, but it kind of comes from all like trance music.
He's having them in the ones that we had on in the dressing room last night, yeah. Mm. Good tunes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's nothing too fancy though. We're not like...
No, I like
we're
I
into
like,
like the obvious stuff and... Yeah, all the big ones like we just mentioned.
No, I like that.
And we like a lot of hip-hop as well, you know, like yeah. Dr. Dre, the big obvious mainstream ones like that.
Because I was going to ask, you mentioned Oasis and Stone Roses, being from like a similar area, you don't sound a lot like them. It's obviously more synth-pop, a bit more indie. Do you feel like pressure to follow in their footsteps? Because you've been very highly rated and like a lot of hype surrounding Blossoms, sort of regarded as the next big Manchester band. Do you feel that pressure?
I think when you come from an area like that with them, like, you're always gonna get like, oh, they were from there. Do you know what I mean? Or when being from Manchester,
sure.
Like, people expect you to be that all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's no pressure because we're not. Do you know what I mean? So like, we are a pop band. And even the way they were pop up, they did their like that.
You put your spin on it, don't you? Do you
yeah.
mean we'd never try and sound like Oasis, even though, do you know what I mean, I've listened to Oasis for years.
A lot of people from Manchester kind of like they're stuck in the ways, and they see the old Manchester bands, all the classics, and all the greats as they're the only Manchester bands that will ever be. Do you know what I mean? They don't leave room for any new bands, and I think we've definitely got the tunes and everything to be a big Manchester band.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the same, do you know what I mean? Oasis weren't the same as the Stone Roses, yeah, the Stone Roses weren't the same as the Smiths, and the Smiths weren't the same as the Hollies or whatever, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you can still have, the running theme through all is pop, but their own spin. So I think we don't sound like, but these elements of that euphoria.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
That's still there, do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
To be spoken among those bands, it must be
pretty nice. Yeah, the big influence on us, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And you came fourth in the BBC Sound of 2016 as well. That must be pretty big for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big. We've noticed a big change in until like it happened, and then it's just another swarm of interest in your band sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we don't try and focus on it too much. We were like, obviously appreciate how good it is, but we still have the same attitudes when we first started the band as we did if we're in some list. You know what I mean? But it is a prestigious one, and everyone who's been in them lists in the past kind of go on to do good things, so hopefully we can follow in their footsteps.
Yeah, definitely a kickstart as well. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Good start to the year.
Mm, absolutely. As the only guitar-based band or the only guitar band on that list, do you feel a bit of pressure with people saying, you know, that guitar rock is dying?
No, people say it's coming up and stuff, but to be like the only guitar band, like obviously it's a part of it for us. It's like, you can, like, that's for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, we feel very proud of that. But on the other side, it's like a bit sad, isn't it? So many good guitar bands, like. We can go on a day in Manchester, night and day, and be some band.
A band on tonight called The Thrill Society, who were better than so many other acts I've seen, do you know what I mean? Get hyped.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is a part of it's having the talent, and part of it's having luck and timing and people behind you, do you know what I mean? So it's a weird thing. You can't, when people start taking to you, you can't really, you don't really know what it is sometimes.
It's us all the time, like, oh, how do you do it? Like, have you got any tips and stuff? It's like, the only thing you can really say is, like, be yours. And do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing else really to it, you just got to rehearse.
It all boils down to the tunes. If you've not got the tunes, then...
Yeah, you've not got them. But it's like some ones do have the tunes, but never...
But maybe they don't have the work ethic, so you need to have it all in abundance. And we kind of
the balance.
Have had all that, and luckily we found five people who wanted it as much as each other, and we dropped everything for it. So people, you can only just try your best, can't you? And there's no rules to it. You know, you can't go to college and learn how to do it. Well, you can, but can you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can, but do you know what I mean?
If you want to be a teacher, then yeah, you can learn all that stuff. Some stuff you can't. Do you know what I mean? I, like, if I went to college and tried to do songwriting, I'd be no point, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think you can do that.
And it wouldn't. I've got a lot of anger. I'm a small man in a very tall man's world.
There you go. There you go. There's your first song.
How shit would it be?
We got that.
You supported the Charlatans last year, and I actually had a friend who went to that gig not to see the Charlatans, but he went to see you guys. And he's the guy that actually introduced me to you guys in the first place. His name is Charlie Cruz.
Hi, Charlie.
Good name.
And you also supported the Libertines recently in Manchester. How was that?
It was mint, dead good venue, obviously. Big fans of the Libertines. And to be exposed on a stage like that in Manchester just is, again, just boosting our profile, isn't it? Yeah. Although Miles left a laptop in a taxi afterwards, so that put a downer on it. But apart from that, it was mint.
Did you find the
no,
laptop?
It's gone forever. No.
Pete Doherty beat me at pool.
Did
that's
he?
That's a claim to fame, isn't it?
That's something to tell the grandkids, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. No, it was really, really good. Loved it.
It's one of them, like, big stages. We feel at home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get less. It's like, oh god, are you nervous? Like, you feel less nervous there. Yeah. Just walking out. See, when you walk out to a venue, there's like three people there back in the day. Do you know what I mean? You feel more like,
I did a bit of research about Charlemagne.
Did you?
And, well, being a historian that I am, Charlemagne is the name of Charles the Great, king of the Franks, who united much of Western Europe. Is that who the song is named after?
It's named after him.
Would you like to explain
why it's named after him?
Yeah.
Because I had the whole song exactly the same as it is now, called Maid of Lead. So in the chorus it was like you said, she's made of lead, not by the rain, my Charlemagne. Didn't say that, but I had a line in it that said that's still in there now. It says kingdom reigned. So my brother studies history like you, and my brother obviously had been studying him recently, and he's in the house when I'm writing songs, and he could hear me doing it. He was like, what are you saying there, kingdom reigned and all that? I was like, yeah. He's like, you ever heard of Charlemagne? He's like, rhymes with kingdom reigned. So then I just changed, because obviously it's a cool name, isn't it? It's better than Maid of Lead. So every time it said Maid of Lead, I just changed it to Charlemagne in the chorus and called it Charlemagne. That's basically it. But it works as like a metaphor of someone you're putting up there as a king, like.
Sure.
Even though I'm talking female, but it's just, do you know what I mean? Works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's basically the story behind it.
Oh, interesting. Lastly, summer plans. You've been announced
Benidorm,
Kendall Calling, Park Life, Isle of Wight, and various European festivals.
Yeah, man.
I suppose just doing the festival circuit.
Yeah, we're going to do every single one we can do.
Glastonbury.
We'll go anywhere, hopefully. We don't know yet, but fingers crossed.
and the album.
Yeah, we haven't had an email or anything like that. But it's not. We don't know.
No, it's not been confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'd love to.
Yeah.
What we don't know is the truth.
Yeah. Mm. Anything can change, you know what I mean? Even
sure.
Anything. But we'd love to do it. And we're doing loads of other ones. And
a few nice overseas ones as well in Europe. Which mm-hmm. is, you know, and including Japan.
Oh, brilliant.
That's massive, that one.
That'd be
we've been there before and we loved it. But our favourite place we've ever been. So.
What, to play?
To play. One of the favourite places to play, but I mean just as a place. It's like Back to the Future 2.
And you're back in the area on the 4th of March. You're playing Casbah in Coventry.
Yeah.
So if anyone misses the show tonight, brilliant. Best of luck tonight and best of luck with the rest of the tour.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Blossoms.
Pleasure. By the way, my shower man.